USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police chief believes an accidental discharge led to the police shooting death of Dante Wright. Chief Tim Gannon showing the body camera footage of the shooting from Sunday afternoon.
During this encounter, however, the officer drew their handgun instead of their taser. For informational purposes, we train with our handguns on our dominant side and our taser on our weak side.
It showed Wright struggling with police as he was being put in handcuffs. The officer shouting taser to warn of an incoming taser shot, but Gannon believes the officer mistakenly pulled out her handgun instead of her taser. The Minnesota National Guard already called up and still on high alert as riots and looting took place in Brooklyn Center Sunday. Hawaii and California are taking steps toward vaccine passports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Some health experts are worried that Michigan's surge in COVID-19 cases among younger people could be a sign of things to come across the U.S. Dr. Richard Besser with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation tells NBC's Today Show.
That variant that was found in the UK is very concerning. It spreads easier. It is more deadly. And I worry when I see states letting up. You know, Dr. Fauci was saying it is premature to declare victory, especially when we see cases going up in a number of states.
Uber says rideshare bookings are up sharply for March. Uber saying ride requests increased by 9% for the month, which is the highest level since the pandemic began a year ago. Uber Eats recording $52 billion in sales for March, more than double from the previous year. Uber saying consumer demand for rides continues to rise as more and more people are vaccinated from COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories, the National Guard on high alert after they were deployed Sunday night to Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following riots and looting after police shot and killed a black man during a traffic stop. Rocks and other objects were thrown at the Brooklyn Center Police Department Sunday evening. Noellen Ambrose's sister owns a UPS store that was looted.
They destroyed everything. They pulled it out. It's not about stealing. I think it's just they wanted to break in and just destroy it. You know, it's nothing to steal here in UPS. What do you do? They purposely want to destroy it. That's sad, you know.
Neighbors describing it as pandemonium after a house explodes in California.
An explosion, possibly caused by a gas leak, rocked a house and neighborhood Sunday night in Valley Glen, California. NBC4 obtained surveillance video capturing the explosion. A 59-year-old man was critically injured and a second was buried in the rubble. In all, 8 people were rescued from the home 12 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Cuba will not have a leader with the last name Castro for the first time in 6 decades. Raul Castro is expected to step down as the Communist Party's first Secretary General on Friday. The news comes as Cuba deals with its worst economic crisis in decades. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.